So there's a retractable on the front.
Well, there's a retractable on the front.
For both.
But it's showing an awning on the side also. Is that the same?
So there's no awning currently on the side, but we'd like to put an awning on the side if we get approved for the seating.
Well, it is shown on the plan.
Retractable? Yeah, retractable. It's proposed to be a retractable to match the one on the front.
Yeah, it's the same one that'll be on the front.
Is that for this application or not? Yes, it's on the front.
Okay, so the awning on the side is a retractable awning with no fix?
It's the same exact awning that we have currently on the front.
If nothing's fixed, it keeps it permanently deployed.
Correct.
I think we've addressed them in the past as not needing relief.
That is correct.
Except the one on the front, my big name is Kirchner, what is it?
Yeah, the one on the front, Steve, because it goes over the property line.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know how you handle that. That's not these guys, that's the city commission.
Just, if we don't extend it all the way out.
There you go.
No problem. It's only there to cover the seats, which are not even.
It's hot.
Right.
I get it. Makes sense. I don't want to speak for Commissioner Kriebel or the mayor, but I don't have an issue with granting you the license. This body can't do it. The city commission does that.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? At this time,
One question, please. Is it maybe for clarifying, is the Princess Square Avenue side will consider a front
yes.
as well?
Yes.
So by their calculations, they could have signage all over the same amount of signage, which is actually a larger facade than the
Is that correct? They're allowed because they're a corner property. They can have 230 square foot sides, one under their face.
Right.
So they eliminated the ones on Fredericksburg Avenue and applied them on the front.
Right. So logically speaking, they're still distance. You can buy the total number. They're under it even with the
No. They're still only 60 square feet total. They're 170.
About twice as much.
Again, equivalent size of the wall side.
On the wall side.
Not more because
okay. And the signage in the front is not lit, and the signage on the side would likely be lit. So am I taking a bullet for not on the side? No, but I think it's fair to the neighbors and people who, I've heard people traveling from Longport to Atlantic City don't know what the building is because there's no signage on Fredericksburg. But I like the signage in the front and am I making a huge sacrifice for the neighbors? No, but I just would like it to be considered when you move for the front signage.
It's becoming a destination, so without the signage.
And Stephen, did they comment about the lighting for the village or the Fredericksburg Avenue side? The lighting that's there now is the same lighting that was there in the back there?
Correct. Well, the only lighting that we added was better under the soffit lighting, which is non-reflective lighting. So there is no additional lighting that I've added that the neighbors haven't lived with previously.
So it's just damn lighting.
Right.
Mr. Bailenson, I don't know if you think that was a question, or my understanding is Fredericksburg Avenue on the side is also commercial. The whole corner is. And you could have seating, you could petition or go to the city commission to attempt to get seating on the sidewalk area of Fredericksburg Avenue.
Did you apply for license for seating on that side?
Because you're not going to apply for seating there. You're putting the seating inside the property line.
That's correct.
You need a variance by reason of the ordinance.
You do. You make the point that I didn't want to raise, but sure. Can you take the tables and push it out into the right way and not be here? Mm-hmm. Yes. Does it make sense? No.
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
you're absolutely right.
Some people can get here by reason of the ordinance, others do not.
Yeah, we are here so the team is on the opposite side.
Okay.
We have the space to do it, we're going to try and do it. How far do you have to go? Which is why.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
At this time, any more questions or questions from the board? At this time, we're going to open up to the public. I'm sorry, one second. Robert McLennan has to do his report first, and then we'll open up to the public.
Thank you, Board Chairman, Board Member. report is based on the application of Waterville Stone Castle LLC, 7319 Decker Avenue, Block 136, Block 1. Again, they were here some months ago for a by-right site plan, minor site plan. The only reason why they're here is because the ordinance requires change of use from A to B. They had to have a minor site plan. Again, there's no variances at that time. The original application was approved for 16 seats, 12 inside, 4 outside. I went there the other day and I counted a total of 41 seats, which we require 14 parking spaces. And again, it could be semantics whether two legs at a table in the right of way, four legs at a table, but I still come up with 14 spaces. And to me, that's a minutia, because I need a parking variance either way, and it is a lot of foot traffic here, as we discussed at the original application. I just want to go over sign variances real quick so we're all clear of what's going on. The lot coverage, where 60% is maximum permitted, 92.4 exists, and 96% is proposed. Parking, whereas one space for every 3 seats is required, 16 seats existed, requiring 6 spaces, and 41 seats are proposed, requiring 14. So a variance of 8 spaces is required. Signs, I'm gonna spend a little bit of time on signs. Signs for area, for a corner property, you're allowed to have 30 square feet on both faces. They only have it on the one facing Vetner Avenue, which I applaud Steve for doing that. I think that's a good move. Whereas 30 square feet is the maximum side area permitted for a side of a corner lot, and 117.5 square feet of total side area is proposed. Sign height, that's the height of the sign, not off the ground. For the, I've identified the 4 signs, top left, whereas the maximum sign height is 2 feet, and 2 feet 3 inches is proposed. The sign height for the top center, not including the water dog symbol, but if we would estimate that, 2 feet is the maximum required, permitted, and about 5 feet is proposed. The sign height in the top right, whereas the maximum height is 2 feet, and again, it's 2 feet 3 inches. And the sign height for the bottom right, which is the menu board, kind of gives you an idea of what they're serving. It's not a full menu board. Whereas the maximum height of any sign is 2 feet and 4 feet 8 inches is proposed. The sign protection above the roof line, again, you have a low roof, so you have part of the sign above it. It's supposed to be, you can't exceed that roof height, and 10 inches is above it. Again, it's minor. And the final one is a sign for minimum mounting height. That's how high the sign is from the grade. It's supposed to be 10 feet, no less than 10 feet, no more than 15 feet. I don't think they exceed the 15 feet, but the one is about 4 feet above the solid grade. And again, it is building mounted, so it is compliant for the location where the building is. And again, Chris has already testified that the applicant will put 2 trees on Fredericksburg Avenue. That'll help buffer with the Marvin Gardens. And the stone governor's strip, I recommend filling it in the concrete because there is high foot traffic there. And you don't want stones getting everywhere, and I think that's just a smart move in a commercial area. So that's the only additional items I have. Again, I don't know if the board wants the mechanical equipment on the roof to be screened from view from Fredericksburg Avenue. It could be easily accomplished. I don't think it's required. And I think we're okay.
Is or is not required?
It's not. It's not at all. And that's all I have for this.
Okay. Mr. Balanson, yes. You hear the report.
We can share the work with Mr. Clarin on the report. There are items, there are specific items, recommendations that without court individual site plan approval are being brought up now that we don't agree with. But you can go to the court now, I can
sure.
Court body. Restriping the parking lot. It's fine.
Okay.
The trees, I said, is fine. One tree on the Vetner Avenue happened to have already.
That's great.
Placement of the sidewalk on the Fredericksburg Avenue, that was not something we anticipated doing. Just add 16 seats to the side of the home, replacing on the sidewalk.
Maybe John and I can take a walk on that next make sure there's no tripping hazards. It does kind of go up and down all there.
I think that's fair. We addressed the lighting. I think that's as is existing lighting.
I'm fine with that.
And that's all. Those are just, I think that's all I want to do for the primary issue.
I would add something on that sidewalk. The county, and it doesn't go down the whole length of Fredericksburg, it stops at the right of the right away of Ventnor Avenue. The county's proposing $15 or $20 million
traffic signal
intersection improvements, which will include handicap ramps.
Correct.
So I would not do any sidewalk improvements now. To me, that's just because they're going to damage stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking more along that.
I get it, but if they're going to do that strip down Fredericksburg, I'd rather see it done if it needs to be done as it's.
It did look, I didn't really find any severe tripping hazards.
Okay.
If we can walk it, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Well, so we'll just leave it as is. That's fine. Just walk with John, see how it turns out, and let it go.
Okay. Your complaint, Mr. Allison?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. At this time, anyone in the public who wishes to make comment, please step forward, be sworn, and we'll make the comments, please.
Name and address, please.
My name is Susan Ellis. I am a year-round resident in Margate. That's on East Drive in Margate.
Ms. Ellis, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give me the truth?
Absolutely. I'm going to make this very quick. I'll be over 3 minutes. I have been asked and given permission to speak on behalf of Marilyn Finkelstein, who is at 5 North Fredericksburg, and Stephen Katz, who is at 1 East Drive in Marvin Gardens in Margate, who is directly across from the restaurant and spaces of the restaurant. Right now, they are in the process of obtaining legal representation. And due to the short nature and notice of this meeting for just a few days, they've been asked if they could continue this meeting for more discussion.
Please note my objection to this young lady speaking. Will we have plenty of testimony?
Well, they could not make the meeting due to the short notice. Stephen's before her application. And Marilyn is not here right now either. So we were even asked. I mean, we received the notice was sent on December 24th. The day before Christmas, so I have a certified letter with me. And we just received it the last couple days, so we just haven't had a chance to really regroup and actually get a chance to review the plans. You know, please, we understand the restaurant here. We're trying to also be good neighbors here. I mean, you know, to this restaurant. So we're not here to start a battle, but we're here to come to some kind of agreement that we think is appropriate for both sides. Just have a more
I have a question for our solicitor. Were the legal notices provided in accordance with the law?
From my review, everything was provided in accordance with the law. You do have a resident speaking on behalf of another resident, which is, for lack of a better term, unusual. They could have submitted a written request. Not as objections, but just requesting an adjournment. We would have at least considered that. I'm not by any means suggesting we would have granted that.
We've had a couple email conversations about that. We haven't absolutely no time to really review this.
Also, for the record, I will note that the one of the notices went out, I believe it was the 24th, and today's the 8th. The requirement is 10 days, and we're looking at more about 16 or 17 days of the session, which is well in excess of what's required. We typically try to do that.
It is a holiday period, come on, New Year's Eve and so forth, so, and people do take vacations, and that's where Steve is right now, he's in Florida. So we're just asking for a couple more weeks.
But you're here. Okay. You made it here to the meeting, so what I would ask as a board member to come up and voice your concerns, and I'm not in favor of postponing this. The proper notice was prepared.
The board has a lot of discretion. That's supposed to be based on the totality of the circumstances, taking into consideration, obviously, notice is proper, whether their concerns can be adequately addressed by other people who may be here, if that the board can consider. But whether there's been any formal request until now, you know, the board just has to consider the totality of the circumstances and the rights of the applicant as well, which is, you know, obviously a factor to consider.
When she says, we'll hear that. Okay, are you complete?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, unless we can deny, I'm going to have to talk some more.
Yeah, thank you very much. You were ready. Please come forward.
My name is...
Please come forward to the microphone. Sir, you're next. You're next in the background.
My name is...
Come up to the microphone. Name and address.
My name is Irene Gruberman. My husband and I live at 4 North Fredericksburg in Margate.
Okay. Just before you go, are you going to speak to the application itself?
Yes.
Okay.
What I'm concerned about...
We'll get you in a second, but let's get past this. Someone's technically requesting an adjournment.
I make a motion to do not adjourn the application.
Yeah, most of the time motions are made in the affirmative, but it would confuse people more, so in this case, I would agree that, well, I'm still in the affirmative.
You want to make it in the affirmative?
I want to make it the motion before the board now, is that the board decides right now whether we postpone the application or we go through as is scheduled now and do a full hearing to a vote.
So you want to make it in the affirmative?
Yes.
So I make a motion to postpone the hearing.
So you say...
I'll second that.
Second that. No. A yes would mean it's going to postpone. A no, we're going for it. So just a quick roll call.
Okay.
Everybody.
Commissioner Langraff?
No. They made proper notice in accordance with the law.
Commissioner Kriebel?
No.
Jay Cook?
No. Proper notice has been given.
Tom McAdam?
No.
Roman Zabi Hutch?
Also no, for the same reason.
Dan Smith?
No. Proper notice has been given.
Peter Taco?
No.
Greer Gaskell?
No.
Wendy Bartlett?
No.
Okay, so we're going to continue. Miss, your last name again, I'm sorry.
Yes.
No, Susan Alice.
I'm sorry.
No, Irene. Your name?
Yeah.
My name?
Yes.
Irene Gruberman.
Ms. Gruberman, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And you're at 4 North Fredericksburg?
Yes.
Okay.
No one has made mention about the traffic that we have in that area. Our street is one way. The other street of the other block of Fredericksburg is two way. We get an awful lot of traffic going the wrong way on our street. And with all these additional tables and people and things, I mean, my husband can't drive anymore. I have to drive, and I see people come and park, block my driveway, and block where we are, and you're presenting more traffic. But no one made mention about that. And that, to me, is really a concern. People walk with dogs, they have little children. I mean, our neighborhood is changing. There are many young people, younger families that are moving there, not people our age. And there's no concern just about the painting, the sign, and this. That this, to me, is what is important. I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, and I think that they should consider that. Fredericksburg has charm. Fredericksburg, Marvin Gardens has charm. I mean, what are we trying to do to the area there? I put a turret on my house to add charm, not to take away and be like other places do. And to me, that's important. And it hurts. That's the reason we move there, and many people move there. and it seems like you're just trying to destroy it. I don't think you intentionally mean it, but no one brought it up or said it. And that's how I feel. And I think that should be taken into consideration too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So if I could just make a statement, Mr. Chairman?
Please.
Some comments. Mr. Grover, thank you for coming out. We do appreciate that. What you also have to understand is that the side of Fredericksburg Avenue that's in Ventnor is our commercial district. So this use is a permitted use here. So that contemplation of traffic is already set up in our zoning. So that's why this application is permitted to be there. The use is permitted to be there. We certainly look at the traffic generated. This site has the benefit of at least 6 parking spaces on it. Most, if not all, of our other restaurants in the community have none. Same in Margate. The majority of them don't have parking. So this is something that we do look at when zones are created. Ventnor Avenue happens to be a commercial zone in our community, and this is an appropriate use for there. If you have issues with people blocking your driveway, please reach out to our police department and yours. And if that becomes an issue, they can be ticketed. That car will be towed at the owner's expense, not yours. So please, if that does happen, and they block your driveway or park where they're not supposed to, especially if they're driving the wrong way down Fredericksburg Avenue, please reach out to RPD. Chief Biagi will have people out there immediately. So I do thank you for your concerns, but this is something that I think we have a blend of zones there. You have a residential district in Margate, and we do have our commercial district there. That is your neighbor. And I think Mr. Marshall has gone to some extents to be a good neighbor. He does keep the property very clean.
By the way, I forgot to say, I've had trash cans that do not belong to my neighbor or to us when I come over and I see them.
So I just wanted to thank you for coming out tonight. Thank you.
Sir, please come forward. Yes.
Name and address, please.
Good evening. My name is Tom Walsh. I'm a full-time resident of 10 North Fredericksburg Avenue on the Margate side.
Walsh, do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do. I want to compliment the dog, Water Dog, for all the work that they've done. It is an improvement to the commercial side of it. But I'm concerned with the traffic. A couple of things. First of all, in the summer, we have no parking on the Ventnor side in the Friday morning, and it's awful for people coming down. It's taking up 2 spots, fighting, the neighbor not fighting, but can't have no place to park. I would like to see the signs removed for street cleaning on Friday morning. That would really help a little bit. The other thing was last Tuesday morning around 10:30, a tractor trailer was parked on Fredericksburg Avenue unloading equipment for the restaurant. And the pickup truck trying to get out of the parking lot couldn't get out, so we turned around, came out backwards, ran up the street, up Fredericksburg Avenue backwards, up to Monmouth to go out that direction. Now there's always 6 cars parked at the end of the street on Fredericksburg Avenue, 3 on one side, 3 on the other, give or take. And I've been watching them every day, and they come and go, and they're parked as far up as where I live, on the 5th house up. And they 15 minutes, they're back out again. But those spots used to be places that all the neighbors with all their 4 or 5 cars put their vehicles, so that's on. And then the parking on the across the street from Ventnor Avenue on the east side, there's apartment houses right there. And right now there's 2 or 3 cars out of there tonight that are, I think they're from the parking. You can't stop it, it's okay. But I just want to alert you of the concern of the safety of that part that these people don't think about, children running out between the parked cars. They're all parked very close together and you're on the street. You can't look at the street. You have to go down the street and see somebody flying down there 35, 40 miles an hour, where the speed is 25. So, thank you for your time.
Mr. Walsh,
thank you for doing a nice job.
Mr. Walsh, how often is that tractor trailer?
I've only seen it the first time. It was Tuesday morning. Which was that?
Bert was a kind of a one-shot deal.
It was a big tractor trailer. He was unloading, you know, he had the ramp out and he had a hand truck and he was loading it. I just watched the white pickup trying to get what he going to do because he waited. He couldn't, so he turned around and he backed up the other way.
But that tractor trailer wasn't a common incident.
I'm sorry?
Not a common incident.
I don't know how often they get deliveries. I would suggest maybe deliveries could be after hours if he was delivering to the water dog. If there's something, if you want to bring a tractor trailer and bring it in on off hours or something like that, if that's available.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to go to everyone else first. Is there anyone else who would like to say this time? There's nobody else. You have a comment, just a brief comment, not full 3 minutes.
I just had a comment about hours for what about the summer. I know they keep saying we're going to be early, but I understand the hours are going to be 9 o'clock now in the summertime. It's going to be 9 o'clock, and I just confirmed that. And are you going to be doing dinner or just breakfast and lunch?
Are you asking what our hours are?
And do you do dinner too?
We do breakfast, lunch, and dinner now. Our hours in the summer, we're contemplating, they're now 7 to 6. We're contemplating going 7 to 9. And I'll point out that the two Italian restaurants, one block north of us, are open later than 9 o'clock. And for what it's worth, unsolicited, I will, at my expense, put a sign in on the Fredericksburg Avenue exit to the parking lot that says no right turn. But maybe we'll stop anybody from turning down there. I'll be happy to do that. And as far as the tractor trailer goes, that was an aberration. In fact, it was not for hours, and our deliverers know not to park there. So I will be responsible for that going forward. They are not allowed to park there. They clog up Ventnor Avenue for the other restaurants as well as ours, and we try to do it as early in the morning as possible.
We're not having a dialogue. Okay, is there anyone else in public who wishes to make comment? Hearing none, seeing none, the public portion is now closed. Thank you for your comments and thank you for appearing this evening. Mr. Bailenson, you have the right to have an opinion.
I would not do that.
I have nothing further. Okay. Mr. McLaren, do you have anything further you wish to add?
Steve, you said 7 to 9 is proposed somewhere?
7 to 6 now and 7 to 9 during the season.
And total number of employees?
In the store or in the corporation?
Store.
Currently, 7.
It's per shift or?
Total.
Oh, so per shift like a 3 to 4?
That doesn't include Dan and me. As
you guys don't.
Yeah. That is per shift at most, but typically speaking, there are 3 on per shift in the off season. And I will reiterate what I committed to in the previous hearing that our employees will not park in the neighborhood. They'll park in my parking lot in Margaret and will be driven down, so there'll be no impact on my employees as far as parking goes.
Jake,
yes.
Mr. Walsh,
yes.
Over here, sorry. I wanted to ask him a question. Mr. Walsh,
comment about the street cleaning?
Sorry?
Yeah, Friday morning. No parking between 9 and 11
so, o'clock. So in the summertime?
All year round.
In the summertime, we don't street clean.
Is that
on Margaret? July and August?
No, don't let that happen to the side. It's July and August.
I think you suspended July and August.
Correct.
But nobody knew it last year until we found out that the cop was coming down the street. So we started using it, but that's made it a lot easier, but the signs are still there.
They are, they'll stay there.
But we put a bag over them?
Yeah, then you get the leg up and everything.
Yeah.
Just want to make you aware of that. We do suspend that through July and August. Yeah. Kind of help with the parking.
Friday, the worst day of the week for that to happen anyway. It changed today.
Make a note to see, little signs underneath, except July and August.
No.
Without changing
policy, right?
We're not changing policy.
Okay.
We had company for New Year's and for like 4 weeks, and I wasn't there, but our friend and use it. Really glad to use it. What is the procedure, what is right, what is wrong? I don't know. But I don't think that that is good.
Don't comply with the sound ordinance.
There's a noise ordinance within the city of Ventnor. Marty has the same. It's actually based on state statutes. You call the police and file a noise complaint.
Again, for the restaurant?
Yes.
Coming from the restaurant.
I'm not trying to be troublemaker.
No, and I'm telling you the answer is, we don't control noise here. So what happens is, you hear noise that you think is too loud. You call the police department, you file a complaint. They come out, they measure the noise. If it's not too loud,
they have a decibel meter that doesn't, it's either it is or it's
correct.
Okay, but are they permitted to have user?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, all this is really downgrading the area. It's such a fine.
We completely disagree. We completely disagree.
Do you live on the street?
No, this is our commercial zone. And this is a huge upgrade to a vacant building that's been there for 7, 8, 10 years now. This is a business that's doing well in our community. They've been good neighbors to everyone else there that we've seen. We haven't received any complaints even from Margate residents. I know, you're complaining about noise, and I've addressed how you can address that with our police department. If they're blocking your driveway, you can call up our police department. This is a business that's invested in our community, and we support them. What they're asking for, in my opinion, is a de minimis relief from our regulations. If the property line was up against their building, they wouldn't even be here. They would have been able to put those tables there without even coming to this year. And they've come here. Mr. Marshall has addressed a lot of the concerns. I wasn't at the first hearing, but I understand he didn't put any signage on that side, didn't have lighting on that side, as something to help with that neighborhood on that side. We understand the traffic. We live on a barrier island. The summertime's down here. You're not going to change that. The additional 16 seats here are not going to change the traffic pattern in this area. It's just not. It is. They'll get more people to serve, yes. But the traffic pattern here, you're not going to see a huge increase from when it was Sun Bank, yes. But from what they have now to what they're going to, I don't see that as a significant increase in traffic in the area.
Plus, they made a large concession by preparing a lot of the food off site. I mean, there's less
right.
People working.
What happened about the screening room? It's not something that has to be done.
It's not required. Is it something that we might like to see? If Steve thinks it's something.
What's the question?
Screening of the HVAC units on the roof.
Just the screening, just from the might be better, soften their view. The photos that came through when Roger's initial report.
Are the units more impactful than Sun Bank's units were?
I don't see them.
No.
Yeah.
They're set back, and I don't edge of the building.
Yeah.
I don't see that as an issue.
I don't think the board has power to require them to screen anything.
No, it's not.
It doesn't have the power to do it.
Right.
At this point, Roger, you have your complete with everything?
Okay.
Okay. At this point, board members, are you complete with all your questions?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, Leo, could you frame a motion in the affirmative for the board to go to a vote on?
Yes, someone needs to make a motion for amended minor site plan approval with the following variances. Lot coverage variance 96% or 60% is permitted. Parking variance, I'm going to go with Roger's count to be on the safe side of 8 spaces. 8 space variance, 14 required. And there's sign variances that we discussed. That the sign area for signs on a corner property, 30 square. square feet is the maximum permitted, they're proposing 17.5 square feet. Sign height, off the top left sign, the maximum is 2 feet, they're proposing 2 feet 3 inches. Sign height of that center, the top center sign, again, the maximum permitted is 2 feet. Add 2 feet 6 inches, and if you add the logo, about 5 feet. The sign height of the top right, again, 2 feet is permitted, or 2 feet 3 inches. The sign height, the bottom right sign, that's the menu sign, 2 feet permitted, there 4 feet 8 inches. Sign projection above the roof line, the logo projects above the roof line, it's 10 inches, and no projections permitted. And then the height of the sign above grade, again, that menu sign is about 4 feet above grade, where 10 feet is required. The conditions will be that the applicant will provide the 2 street trees along Frederick Avenue, will provide stone at the governor's strip, or concrete in the governor's strip. They'll show bike racks on the compliance plans, so you see where they're going to be proposed. And then so the applicant will comply with any other conditions in this McCarnan report, other than the few that were otherwise addressed between Mr. Danielson and Mr. McCarnan. And the applicant will comply with any other representations made during the course of the hearing.
Mr. Battles, the parking variance is going to note that you're going to indicate that there's an 8-space variance. It's going to be indicated for 41 seats. That's Mr. McLaren says his report.
That was his count, so.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, we'll have a roll call vote, please. Date your reasons.
Mr. Mangrath?
As I said, I very much support this application. The parking committee, they have spaces where most restaurants in our community do not. Having outdoor seating, cafe-style seating, is an asset to our city, our community, and our commercial districts. We're adding that in other spaces wherever we can. If you see the streetscape that we did up in Atlantic Avenue, we've added on-street seating in front of all those restaurants. We can't do that here because you have a bus stop, so sorry. Talk to New Jersey Transit about that. The uniqueness of the signage, I mean, this is something, and as some of you know, I do this work, but John does. These signs are extremely unique. This is not something that you see cookie cutter, but well designed, well thought out, well placed on the structure. I agree with Commissioner Kriegel that the menu kind of board that Roman, you were concerned about, I don't see that as a menu board. I think that just draws your eye to something more. If it had places, maybe I'd call it a menu board, but this really just says, this is what we have available. So the signage is unique, it's aesthetically pleasing, it's not overpowering, which is something, it blends with the building. So I vote yes for all those reasons, and thank you for your commitment to our community, and what you guys are doing there is phenomenal. I did get to see you on TV this morning, so that was kind of cool. You're a hit in Philly, so you're an even bigger hit here. Thank you.
Commissioner Kriebel?
I agree with everything that Commissioner Langer has said. I support this application. I think unique is the right word to use to support the signage. I think it's specific to that, to the concept of the food that's there. It adds to the draw. I think the parking is always going to be an issue on the island. And the alternative is what Denver had for years. We did not have draws for the city. So this is exactly the type of investment that the city of Ventnor needs to draw people to our downtown, because it then enhances the city itself. So that alone, our destiny is tied together. The more successful businesses like this are, the more successful Ventnor would be as a whole. Yeah.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote yes on the application. First of all, I think we have this year, this master plan, for the first time, we added an economic quotient to our master plan. And that is to build a more viable city and better aspects to it. This particular business is actually bigger than Ventnor, but it's based in Ventnor. And it goes to add to the economic base of the community, which is part of our master plan. Secondly, in regard to the signage, where the Water Dog logo is, I would question whether there was a variance needed for that, but I will vote for a variance, because that actually forms the basis of an architectural facade. If a facade was there, we'd go up on that flat roof. There would be, it was blank, there would be nothing there that was needed. So I think it doubles as a facade in that regard a little bit. I have to go with looking for portions of the signage and also looking at the nature of the signage and how it's constructed. It's both artistic and it's both proportional and it's architectural. That's three things, pardon me. With that, so I think it enhances the streetscape of the city itself and what it's doing. And all of the signage is concentrated on one side versus a concession that Mr. Marshall made is to not boost the commercial on the Fredericksburg side. With that, and also there's very limited lighting. There's now lighting that's been removed that existed prior, which was on the Fredericksburg side, which is not there anymore. And based on Mr. Marshall's statements, he will not put anything more in. As far as the seating goes, based on, this is almost ordinance induced, is the variances that are required. If the desire, because it's commercial, was desired that seating could be put on the sidewalks, you go to the city commission for right away and not request any variances whatsoever. Because they went inside and get a wider area and made it a better streetscape again, which put 16 seats in cafe seating, they are now asking for a variance, which is induced by the ordinance. So therefore, I am voting in favor of that itself in there. Additionally, with the parking that's there, the prior bank, probably, which is there, probably generated more trips and cycles than this seating will generate in its history, which is in the history of the property and the approval. So I think we're not even getting the trips generated by customers and going into the property. I also wish to note that at least by 1947, this site was probably commercial, has been zoned commercial and big commercial. I believe there was a gas station here prior to the back, if I'm not mistaken. So this has a long, long history of being a high traffic, high point. So when Marvin Gardens existed prior, there was probably a high trip station right here as it existed prior. These are all still congruent with our master plan and going through. The end result is that our master plan also calls out that the resort nature of our community to be enhanced. And this goes through enhancing the resort nature of our community, our resort lifestyle, but also adds just some fun and good ideas to the community itself. So with that, I have to say that this is a successful business which we must have in the city of Ventnor. And it goes through enhancing all the lifestyles. And I will thank one other person. Marcia Gillespie was here at the first meeting, and she stated that the community needed a variety of food, a better quality of food, and different flavors. And this restaurant would go to serving that. And Marcia, you are quite correct. And I applaud her for her assessment then, and Steve, and your group for doing what you're doing. So, be a stockholder in Ventnor. Be a good neighbor, again, applaud. So I hereby can heartily endorse this application. I approve it.
Tom McAdam?
Could you repeat that?
I vote yes, and I'm very impressed with the sensitivity of the applicant to his neighbors and the city's concerns. Best of luck.
Roman Zabi Hutch?
I also vote yes. I think all the variances are justified. I applaud the applicants for their effort to meld in not only to our community, but the neighboring community. which is incredibly commendable, because usually people in one town don't care about another town. You have shown that one has to have be a good neighbor across the hand, you know, across the border. Did a great job. As I said, I live in the neighborhood. It's a great, great place. And just to confirm what others have said, our master plan is concerned about the economic vitality. Your restaurant has become a place, as a destination. We need to keep businesses open year-round. You're open year-round. Now people will be coming in from other towns. Hopefully they'll be attending other services. So thank you.
Dan Smith the third.
I also vote in favor of the application. I think a lot of times when a building sits vacant for a period of time, people get used to the lack of activity. And the beauty of the restaurant is it's unique and it's quietly successful. I think that all improvements to the building are artistic in nature. The variances are something that is unique because you have a property that is actually set back from the property line, which most of the commercial district on Metro Avenue and parts of Atlantic Avenue are right on the property line, so the ordinance protects that, where actually this situation is a penalty. You have to come here. So I'm all for it, and I think it's only going to be growing its success. And I think due to the owner's sensitivity to the area, it will be a win-win situation.
Peter Taco.
I'm going to also vote in favor of the application for all the recent applications thus far. I don't believe that the parking there is going to be good. The additional seating outside will be a nice compliment for that. But it's on the scene over there. Good luck.
We're hereby approved, Mr. Nelson.
We have one. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andy, yes or no?
Yes.
We're
going to
do 9?
We're
going to
do
9?
Okay.
Greer Gaskell. I don't guess. I think it's a great asset to the business district. I think that seating is from Gaskell is better.
And Wendy Bartlett.
I vote yes. I think that actually the signage really improves the facade and that building has been kind of draft for many years. I worked for that thing years ago. And I think it looks great. So, good job.
You know.
Thank you.
Thanks for investing in the city. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Was that Andy's first vote, though?
I don't know. Okay. Do we have any other comments? If not, we have a motion for adjournment.
Motion.
Second.